Phoenix Rising soccer team has announced its preseason schedule for the upcoming year. It includes February games against several Major League Soccer teams, which have trained in Tucson for the past several years. This comes on the heels of Phoenix Rising not being invited to join MLS. It currently plays in the United Soccer League, which is a lower-level one. Kyle Kepner writes extensively about Phoenix Rising, and he joins me to talk about what's next for the team. And Kyle, first off, was ownership surprised at the decision from MLS to not take the team now?
I think the important distinction to make, first of all, is that MLS did not consider Phoenix Rising in this year's crop of candidates. MLS set out at the beginning of the year a timeline in which they would select two cities to expand to by the end of 2017, and then another two cities by the end of 2018. So the 12 candidates currently in the running are running for any of those four slots. So Phoenix Rising ownership knew that if they were not going to be selected this year, that there's still a chance to be part of the selection crop for 2018. Now, that being said, I believe that they've known for a month, maybe 2 months, maybe longer, that they were not going to be included in this year's crop, and that's probably driven a lot of their internal decisions in the interim. So not a surprise insofar as the announcement last week caught them off guard. Perhaps they thought that they would be ready this year, but that time period has passed.
Well, if, as you say, they've known for a little while and maybe that knowledge has driven some of their internal decisions, what kinds of decisions have they made that you think might have been made with an eye on taking another run at it next year?
Well, for example, when I spoke with them in midsummer, the goal was to release their chosen architect for the MLS stadium. Between 20,000-25,000 seats there on the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Land. They were planning to release that in August. That process slowed a bit towards the end of the season. I got the feeling that they were really trying to cross their T's, dot their I's, meet every possible requirement that MLS might have, any questions that came up. And probably at some point in there when the architect was either not selected or at that point just not made known to the public, I think they must have known that, hey, we have time now, so let's make sure that we get all of this right. We're not going to rush anything. So really, they've been given the gift of time, in my opinion. For fans and anybody else impatient for this to happen, it's not the ideal scenario, but they know that they're not out of it. They know that this is time for them to get everything absolutely right.
Is there a sense of what else they need to do before the next round of decisions is made to put themselves in a better spot?
If I'm looking at who is in the running currently, as crass as it may be, I thought that Major League Soccer was past this, but they seem to want a billionaire either on board or preferably being the primary shareholder of the organization. That's not what Phoenix Rising has right now, but I have no doubt that there will be a line out the door of people who want to invest in the club should it be offered an MLS deal. But it sure seems to be the case that ownership groups that are most interesting to the league at this moment, having a billionaire in front of your ownership group seems to be MLS's first priority, and whatever is second is far behind.
Well, I guess moving down the list then, even if it's a distant second to who makes up the ownership group, does it seem like there are certain things that Phoenix Rising needs to work on or maybe even just sort of tinker with a little bit to make their case a little bit stronger going forward?
Once the league and all of its financial interests are convinced that the stadium itself will address the weather issue, in my mind, that's number two.
The weather issue being that it's really hot here.
Exactly. They've got all the science to prove that Phoenix has a better climate for soccer, and even in the summer, than does Houston or Orlando. But convincing the populace at large is the difficult thing.
So at the end of the day, at the end of the process of MLS expansion, do you think, looking into your crystal ball, do you think that Phoenix will end up with an MLS team?
I do, but there are reasons why they might not.
Like what?
At the end of the day, if it's between Phoenix and San Diego to add another team in the West, and San Diego has all of their ducks in a row, MLS could decide that they like San Diego better, pure and simple. They're both top 15 media markets. So if you put Phoenix against some of the other markets in the East, namely Cincinnati and Nashville, Phoenix does a lot more to increase the league's media footprint than do Cincinnati or Nashville. So if the league doesn't indeed end at 28 teams, or even if they don't, and you know we're just talking about next year, if Phoenix is going up against San Diego, it's going to be a tough race.
All right. Kyle Kepner writes extensively about the Phoenix Rising soccer team. Kyle, thanks a lot.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.